On January 1st, 2001, I traveled outside the United States for the very first time. Well, a quarter century earlier in 1976, I did go birding at Point Pelee in Ontario, not far from Detroit, but that hardly seemed like international travel. We didn't need a passport to cross the friendly border and weren't even asked for identification. Now, on 010101, my aunt was sending me to my dream destination, Costa Rica. My dear friend Mike Mulligan organized this trip and did a better job than anyone I've ever worked with to prepare those of us who had never traveled like this before. Months before the trip, Mike insisted we each go to our doctor and verify that we had all the vaccinations we'd need. That would never have occurred to me. The World Health Organization keeps up with infectious diseases worldwide, providing our own Centers of Disease Control and National Institutes of Health with up-to-date information about what problems we could encounter wherever we go and what health issues might be on the horizon here in America. Based on my personal vaccination history and the WHO, NIH, and CDC recommendations, the travel clinic at my healthcare provider gave me vaccinations for hepatitis A and B, tetanus, diphtheria, and typhoid. They also gave me an anti-malarial medication I had to take before and during the trip, and Cipro, just in case I got a bacterial infection. Since that trip, I've managed over the years to get to Costa Rica three more times: Mexico, Guatemala, Panama, Cuba, Trinidad, Ecuador, Peru, Germany, Austria, Hungary, and Uganda. And before every trip, I visited the travel clinic. Sometimes I've been completely caught up for what would be necessary based on my itinerary. Sometimes I've needed boosters, and for one trip, I needed a vaccination to protect me from yellow fever. I also bring the regular medications I need, leaving home non-essentials like my usual daily multivitamin. I wasn't on any prescription medications at all in 2001, but 2 decades, 2 heart attacks, and 2 bouts with cancer later, I must take several prescription meds each day, one of which is warfarin. Any blood thinner can cause dangerous bleeding if we're in an accident, and what seems like even a very minor fall can be life-threatening if we hit our head. Bathtubs and showers are especially slippery in warm climates, so as a precaution, I bring my own bath mat as well as a walking stick for when we're going to be walking somewhere that might be rocky or slippery. My watch, which I wear all day every day, has a tag with my name, home phone number, and warfarin, so any first responders would hopefully notice right away that I'm on it and inject me with vitamin K. My itinerary for a trip next month includes one location where rabies is an issue. So this month I got 2 rabies vaccination shots. I'd have taken the nurse practitioner's advice about this anyway, but one of my friends recently had to be airlifted from Costa Rica after being bitten by a bat. No way would I want to deal with that when the preventative vaccination was so simple. The CDC no longer recommends Cipro for travelers' bacterial infections. This time, I'm bringing azithromycin. Yesterday, I took the last of 4 doses of an oral typhoid vaccine, and then I'm good to go. The United States was one of the founding members of the World Health Organization in 1948, before I was born. I've always taken it, along with America's Centers for Disease Control and National Institutes of Health, for granted. I wonder who will be there to protect my children and Walter so they can enjoy as long and happy a life as I have. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.